Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Brachot Perek Tet. Aside from the hana'ah of eating, another type of physical benefit from the natural world on which Chazal instituted Birchot HaNe'anin is that of a pleasant smell. There are many other kinds of physical pleasure, like from bathing or from hearing a pleasant melody, but Chazal established brachot only on foods and on smells, because only these are considered things which enter the body from outside. Also, the Gemara in Brachot learns a drasha from the pasuk of Kol HaNeshama Tehalel Kahaluka, that a bracha, which is a form of praising God, is required even on something which only the neshama, the soul, benefits from, and this refers to smell. This perek is about the brachot made on pleasant smells and the details of when such a bracha is required at all. Halacha Aleph. Kishem sha'asur lo le'adam lehanot b'machal o b'mashke kodem bracha, kach asur lo lehanot b'reach tov kodem bracha. V'chetzad mevarchin al reach tov, im haya ze sheyesh lo ha'reach eitz o min ha'eitz, mevarech borei atzei besamim. V'im haya esev o min ha'esev, mevarech borei isvei besamim. V'im haya lo me'eitz v'lo me'adama, kigon ha'mor, shehu min ha'chaya, mevarech borei minei besamim. V'im haya pri ha'ra'ui la'achila, kigon etrog v'tapuach, mevarech shenatan reach tov ba'perot. V'ala kol im amar borei minei besamim, yatsa. Just as it is forbidden to benefit from a food or drink without a bracha, so too it is forbidden to benefit from a pleasant smell without first making a bracha. The Rambam lists four such brachot depending on the source of the smell. If the smell comes from any part of a tree, then the correct bracha is borei atzei besamim. According to some poskim, we do not require for this bracha the formal definition of tree that we discussed in the last parak regarding borei pri ha'etz, and any smell emanating from a hard branch would get the bracha of borei atzei besamim. On a smell emanating from any type of grass or leaf, one makes the bracha of borei isvei besamim. On the pleasant smell of a fruit like an etrog or certain types of apple, one says shenatan reach tov ba'perot. The Shulchan Aruch extends this bracha to all edible spices, but he points out that this bracha is recited only when the fruit is taken specifically in order to smell it, not when one takes the fruit to eat it and smells it while doing so. The fourth bracha made on smells is the one most familiar to us, borei minei besamim. This can be thought of as analogous to the bracha of shahakol recited on foods. It is primarily meant to be said on smells which do not originate in anything coming from the ground, for example, musk, which comes from an animal. But b'diyeved, this bracha can work even for smells which should ideally get one of the other three brachot the Rambam listed. The minhag of Ashkenazim, as recorded by the Mishnah Brura and the Aruch HaShulchan, is to say borei minei besamim on all pleasant smells, as most people are not expert in the source of every smell and may make the incorrect bracha. However, Sfaradim are careful whenever possible to say the most appropriate bracha on each smell. As the Rambam points out in Halacha Dalid, the brachot of borei atzei besamim and borei isvei besamim do not exempt each other, and when smelling each type of smell separately, one must make both brachot. We'll discuss shortly the case of smelling a mixture of spices. In Halacha Bet, the Rambam says that the bracha on mugmar, incense, is made only after it burns well and begins to emit smoke, as this is when the smell is sufficiently strong for a bracha. The appropriate bracha depends on the source of the species being burnt, in accordance with the details from Halacha Aleph. In Halacha Gimel, the Rambam adds a fifth possible bracha, namely borei shemen arev, recited on a naturally fragrant oil. More common in our day are oils which smell good because of other ingredients mixed into them, and the Shulchan Aruch rules that the bracha on such an oil is whichever bracha would be made on the ingredients which produce the smell. If this is a mixture of different types of ingredients, then one makes borei minei besamim, as the Rambam writes regarding an oil made in similar manner to the shemen ha-mishcha of the Mishkan, which was blended from many spices. Halacha hei, davar shu safek im min ha-eitz o min ha-adama, mevarech alav borei minei besamim, bosem she'ervo ha-rochel mimini harbei, mevarech alav borei minei besamim, nichnas lachanuto shel basam, she'yesh ba minin harbei, מברך בורי מיני בסמים. אם ישב שם כל היום כולו, אינו מברך אלא אחת. Nichnas v'yatsa, nichnas v'yatsa, mevarech al kol pam upam. In a case of doubt as to whether the source of a smell is an eitz or an esev, one makes the bracha of borei minei besamim. On a perfume made from blending many spices, one similarly makes borei minei besamim, as we said earlier regarding oils. The same bracha is made if one enters a store of perfumes or spices and smells many types of spices together, and the bracha is made only once for the entire duration of his stay in the store. If he leaves and comes back multiple times, he makes a new bracha each time he enters the store. The Shulchan Aruch adds that this is only true if he left the store not planning to return the same day. Otherwise, he does not repeat the bracha. In Halacha Vav, the Rambam discusses the brachot on certain specific plants whose identity in our day is not entirely clear. And we proceed to Halacha Zayin. Shlosha minei reach tov ein mevarchin alein. Ve'elu hein. Reach tov she'asur lahariach bo. Ve'reach tov he'asui lahavir reach ra. Ve'reach tov shelo na'asa lahariach ba'atzmo shel reach zeh. There are three types of smells on which one does not make any bracha at all. And they are: a smell from which it is forbidden to derive any benefit, a pleasant smell whose purpose is only to cancel out and remove a bad odor, and a smell from an object which is not itself meant to be smelled, but rather to impart its pleasant fragrance to something else. In Halacha Chet, the Rambam brings examples of all three types listed here. Ketzad, besamim shel avodah zarah uvesamim she'al erva min ha'arayot, ein mevarchin alein, lefi she'asur la'riach ben. Besamim shel meitim uvesamim shel beit ha'kisei v'shemen ha'asui la'avir et hazuhama, ein mevarchin alein, lefi she'asu la'avir reach ra. Mugmar shemigamrin bo et ha'kilim v'et ha'begadim, ein mevarchin alav, lefi she'lo na'asa la'riach ba'atzmo shel mugmar. V'chein ha'meriach b'vgadim ha'mugmarin, eino mevarech, lefi she'ein sham ikar bosem el reach belo ikar. Forbidden smells, the first type, include species consecrated for Avodah Zarah and perfume of a woman who is forbidden to someone as a form of erva. The second example is contested by several Rishonim, as the perfume is not inherently forbidden. The problem with smelling it is that it may arouse sexual desire and lead to the sin of Gilui Arayot. The Rambam evidently believes that a Birchat HaNenin may only be said by a person on something which he is permitted to smell, regardless of the objective status of the source of the smell. The second category of smell with no bracha, one whose purpose is only to nullify a bad odor, includes spices buried with a dead body, anything used as air freshener in a bathroom, and any materials used in cleaning. The third category, an object meant only to impart fragrance to something else, refers to a type of incense used to give clothing or other utensils a pleasant smell. The Rambam adds that not only does the incense not get a bracha, but neither do the clothing into which the incense imparted its smell, as it is not itself the source of the pleasant fragrance. Some Achronim point out that though one makes a bracha on oil whose fragrance comes from spices soaked or cooked in it, even after those spices are removed, that is different from the case of the clothing, which has the smell of incense. The oil originally had inside it the spices themselves, so even after they are removed, the oil still gets a bracha. But the clothing never had spices in it, only the fragrant odor imparted to it by the smoke of the incense. The Rambam ends the parak in Halacha Tet with a din that one does not make a bracha on the smell of spices emanating from a party of non-Jews, as it may be assumed that the spices were consecrated to Avodah Zarah. If he smells a pleasant smell while walking outdoors and does not know the source, then he makes a bracha only if most of the residents of the city are Jews. Similarly, in any situation where one smells a mixture consisting of different sources of smell, some of which should get a bracha and some of which should not, we follow the majority of the mixture in determining whether or not to make a bracha on its smell. Thank you for joining me in learning today's parak of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next parak.